sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. And you'd probably notice the passage from John that is on the programs, that's on the sticks in the middle of your table, that talks about our commitment to be people that are bearing fruit on a regular basis. And so when Jesus talks about what it means for us to be believers, the imagery he often uses is stuff from nature, things that everybody could look around and see. And when he talks about believers, he says that we are to be the type of people that are healthy and growing, maturing, and producing fruit. And you can actually see whether or not we are healthy believers based upon the fruit that we're producing. And so what I want to just spend a couple minutes talking about this morning is what is it that Riverside Covenant Church is seeking to do? What is it that we've tried to accomplish over the last 10 years? In the past year and a half, Riverside put together a team of people that we called the Long Range Planning Team. And one of the goals of this team was to put together some language that described what made Riverside unique and what our mission was. And so we referred to it as a mission statement, and I wonder, want to let you see what it is that we came up with as the mission statement, and it actually got cut off a little bit, but the mission statement that this team came up for Riverside. The mission is, our mission is to glorify God by becoming disciples of Jesus Christ who share life in authentic community and transform the world through God's love, through God's truth, and God's power. And when we talk about a mission statement for a church, the task for us isn't to come up with something that is original, right? Churches have been meeting, and bodies of believers have been meeting for thousands of years. I mean, since Jesus Christ came to earth. And for us to come up with something new would probably be unbiblical. And so what we sought to do is to read the text, to read what it is God had shared for us, and then to talk about who God has assembled together as people, what we call Riverside Covenant Church, all of us, and what is unique about us as a body of believers that helps us to fulfill a particular mission that God has for us in the world. And so the first question we ask is, what is our purpose? What is our existence? Why are we here? And what the Bible says very clearly is our sole purpose in life, our sole existence, is to glorify God. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we do at work, everything we do in our families for this one purpose. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." And so our mission starts with simply acknowledging what the Bible already says, that no matter what we do, it's for God's glory. And then what we said is, okay, if everything we're to do is to glorify God, well, how do we do that? And we talked about what is unique. What is unique about Riverside that helps us glorify God? And the thing that we came up with is relationships. That as we read the biblical story from beginning to end, it is about relationships. First, it is about our relationship with God. Second, it is about our relationship with other believers, other people that are committed to God. And then finally, the Bible tells us that our existence, our ability to glorify God, is also about our relationship with what the Bible calls others, people that are yet to know Him, people that are yet to commit their life to Him. And so you'll find in our mission statement, there's these three movements. The first one is to glorify God, we're becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. Disciples is a biblical word that comes up a whole bunch, and it simply means we are pupils, we are learners, we are followers. Jesus says to his early disciples, "Come follow me." And it says they often threw down everything they were doing and they went and walked after Jesus. The Bible says that we are to be imitators of Christ. We put specifically language that says we are becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. One of the core values of Riverside and one of the things we often talk about is none of us have arrived. I mean, raise your hand if you're already Jesus Christ and you don't have anything else in your life you need to work on. None of us can say that. We are all becoming disciples. The Bible talks about disciples of people that have committed their life and are following Christ. But we are becoming. We are works in progress. Every single day we make mistakes because of our basic sinfulness. And we as a people of God are on a process of growing in Christ-likeness together. That's what it means to be Riverside. The second emphasis, So we have our relationship with God. The second emphasis is on our relationship with other believers. That's what we're doing right here. We are gathering together because we believe that you can't be a Christian by yourself. And that it takes other believers and followers of Christ to look us in the eye and say, hey, what you're doing is not okay. I want to help you work on that. Hey, what you just did for that other person is awesome. I want to encourage you to do more of that. And we believe that's what happens when we are in fellowship together. And so we share life. We're living life. We're sharing meals. We share communion together in authentic community. We don't fake it. If you're having a bad day on Sunday morning, don't walk in and put a smile on your face. And when someone asks you how you're doing, say, everything is wonderful. We don't want you to lie. We want you to admit what is really in you, to be authentic before one another. And the final movement, so the first, our relationship with God, our relationship with other believers, and then finally, our relationship with others. The gospel is not all about us. Ultimately, what God calls us to do, and Jesus sends out his disciples, and he says, go and make disciples of all nations. He's calling us to be people in our families, in our workplaces, in our communities, in our neighborhoods that are transforming through our relationships their lives. And we say that we do that through the love of God. God says, for God so loved the world that Jesus Christ came into the world. Through the truth of God, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And through the power of God. And that's a Trinitarian statement, right? We talk about the life, the love of God. We talk about the truth of Christ. And we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. That there is something unique about the way the church does something with the power of the Holy Spirit that is different than any other group of people. Because in Acts it says the Holy Spirit came with power. So those are the three movements. And we're going to talk a ton more about that. But the simple way of saying this is we as a people are becoming disciples who share life and transform the world. That's who we are. That's who God created us to be. And that's how as a church, as a people, we're seeking to live that out. I want to leave you with just three basic questions in each of these areas that we want to think about regularly in our lives. So with regard to becoming disciples, are we becoming more like Jesus in our thoughts and in our works? Two, in how we deal with other believers. Are we sharing our joys and our sins with other believers? And then the last one, do we transform the lives of others, those within our spheres of influence, for the sake of Jesus Christ? Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this celebration. We thank you for kids laughing and talking and parents trying to corral them and trying to make them quiet. We thank you for the meal we're going to share. And Lord, we rejoice and look forward to what you will continue to accomplish through us as we seek to be your obedient disciples who glorify you in all we do. In all this we pray in your name. Amen.